Hello, friends, and welcome. Would you believe there are still some people out there who deny the existence of the conspiracy? It seems impossible, doesn't it? Despite all the evidence and common sense that point out the obvious, there are still those who believe the world is flat and the conspiracy is a myth. Allow me, then, to offer yet more empirical evidence that the conspiracy not only exists, but exists everywhere and with one goal in mind: to steal away your slack. Those in the know that the conspiracy prioritizes its assaults against mankind's most inalienable human rights. This makes sense. They only have until 1998 to completely subvert all humanity, so they have to go for the jugular. Now, there are four things that every subgenius enjoys: sleep, food, taking a dump, and having sex. Some people combine the last two activities, but that's another sermon. These pleasures are among mankind's most basic instincts, and without them, he, she, or it cannot truly have slack. Some may try to add other activities to the list, but these are the classic pleasures in which everyone enjoys and nobody can become completely tired of. Just think about it. You spend almost a third of your entire life asleep, yet you never get tired of it. You do it almost every single night, yet you still look forward to it. Now, that's entertainment. Those with insomnia enjoy sleeping even more than others. It's the not sleeping part that they dread. The same goes for eating. Even Karen Carpenter loved eating. She loved it so much, she wanted to cough it all up and start all over again, hopefully with a different meal. And of course, sex needs no explanation. Now, up until now, the conspiracy has only attacked three of those four basic human rights. They add stress to everyone's life so they have difficulty sleeping. Then they turn right around and try to sell you sleeping pills so you can do what you used to do for free, only now for a small profit. Next, they market this image that being attractive can only happen if you're slim. Now, any student of history knows that up until movies and television came along, being skinny was considered gross. Being pleasantly plump was the ideal from the 19th century all the way back to the orangutan days. It was considered healthy, which it is. It was considered fun, which it is also. It was considered sexy, which it most definitely is. But not according to the conspiracy-controlled media. No, sir. Anything over a mouthful is wasted. Can you believe it? Of course you can, because you're probably programmed too. Now you've got to be skin and bones to be attractive. Go figure. They also jack up the prices of food, the cheapest thing in the world to make. Runs on solar energy and grows in dirt. But now you gotta pay big bucks for it. And all for the packaging and commercials. One tastes bad, the other has no taste, yet they cost the most. That's the conspiracy for you. And of course, sex. You used to have as many wives as you wanted. They took that away first. They claim it was immoral, even though it's in the Bible. Now you can't even have sex without fear of dying from it. And don't tell me the conspiracy has got nothing to do with AIDS. But taking a dump, that one, that's the one thing they couldn't fool with. All their marketeers and media mongols combined couldn't come up with a way to ruin the most simple pleasure. Oh, sure, they created paid toilets, and that became a minor inconvenience in public places. But try as they might, they still couldn't figure out a way to ruin the fun in your own home. Until now. Now, me, I was going to take a dump the other day and do some reading. That's where most subgenius do their reading, and thinking for that matter. We call it extra meditation. Anyway, I'm sitting there enjoying one of my favorite activities, thinking how great it is that you never get tired of taking a dump. No matter how many times you've done it in the past, you still enjoy doing it almost every single time. If only sex were as good. And maybe sex would be as good, except they've taken all the fun out of the variety it used to offer. Some people think that they're tired of sex, but what they're really tired of is sex with the same worn-out partner, because sex is like eating. You get tired of it if you had the same thing every single day. You got to get out there and taste the world. Replace a Barbara Bush with a Hillary Clinton, you'll see a few less wrinkles in our former president's George. So they outlaw multiple spouses. They create AIDS. They bust all the prostitutes. And then they come up with common law marriages so you wind up married to the woman you're living with, even if you didn't intend it. But taking a dump. Oh, that one had him stumped. For one thing, it feels good to use the same toilet, like an old shoe. No matter how many times you use the same one, you just kind of grow more fond of it. Even in a public place, you'll find yourself instinctively returning to that same old John every single time. So what could they do? Well, I discovered to my horror the other day when, as I completed what up to that point had been a perfect excrementation experience, I reached around behind, no pun intended, for the toilet paper, and guess what those bastards had printed on my TP? They had pictures of seashells. Seashells! Now, normally I could grin and bear it, friends. I can put up with all kinds of stupid designs and pretend not to notice that I'm wiping myself with flowers, birds, even clouds. Although the thought of using clouds seems a little weird and somewhat messy, but I can do it. What I cannot pretend is not to notice that I'm exposing my second most tender part to barnacle-infested seashells. I mean, come on, what's next? Pictures of razor blades? Barbed wire? Food graters? Wake up and smell the coffee, friends. Accidents like this do not happen accidentally. There is a conspiracy, and it is not adverse to punching you below the belt. Open your eyes, see it, believe it, and know they are out to ruin your slack, and nothing is too sacred to them. Anywhere, anytime, expect it, pal, and don't be caught with your pants down, because believe me, even paranoids have enemies. And nobody is safe until July 5, 1998. Here to thwart up Bob. Praise Bob. Amen.